95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preaching sister, Baba Booey.
Oh, hell yeah, good. How you doing, man?
Good night, I'm good. I'm good.
So close to Friday, it just feels good.
It is.
Yeah, I cannot wait.
It's such a short week.
Yeah, it's been way too long.
Again, Mondays every week should be off.
Yep.
4-day work week.
Yep, at least, at the most, rather.
And we just talk.
But the people do real jobs
right
out there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Damn.
All right, let's talk about today's show. What would happen if, I don't want to give it away, if you bought a new home?
Okay. I'd be like, where did I get this? How did this happen?
And then we're unable to move in.
Then I wouldn't be so surprised.
But you're making the payments.
Oh, man.
But you can't move in.
I'm getting pissed off, is what's happening.
Yes, that's what's happening.
That's what's happening.
Tiffany Haddish was on Kimmel last night.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he didn't know that she was a phone sex operator.
Which, back in the day?
Yes, in 1998, nice. I think she said. First, she said the 1900s. And then 1998. Right. So I thought it might be fun to talk to people who did or were
976 operators.
Were sex phone operators.
Brr, brr. Hello, baby.
Or you called a bunch. By the way, she gives us the whole script that they gave her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I actually got a script one time.
What?
I was sort of looking for whatever, and they were like, here.
Were you going to do a phone sex line?
I was going to record it.
What?
And then I read the lines, and I'm like, I can't do
can't
it.
Do it.
So ridiculous.
Oh, I wish you would have done it.
I know,
so
me
bad.
Too. I should have. I really should have, but I didn't.
Oh,
I went to
God.
The little place where they recorded. It was really nice studios, and people were in the other booths going, blah, 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 hey, baby, whatever. And I'm like, I can't.
Why? Would you not do it
at
least for a day just for the experience?
Well, they were really nice, and it was so ridiculous, and I knew I couldn't do it and get through it, and then I'm like, I'm going to do
it. No, but a day or two. And then go, you know what? It's not for me.
I should have. Well, if we let's, you know, if there's still such a thing out there.
If you're hiring, Sluggo wants to be a phone sex operator.
Yeah. So. I missed my opportunity in 1989 or whatever.
So
it was a long time ago.
95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have tickets for you to see Daughtry at a private pizza. Hang on. Sorry.
Is that Daughtry calling you now? Going, hey, don't be inviting all these people.
I can't talk now. Okay, sorry.
Stop inviting all these people down to the Viper Room.
That one's on me. Private pizza and listening party with Daughtry this Sunday at the Viper Room.
That's so awesome.
Yes, so keep listening. I think we're going to play a moment with...
What?
Which is basically me mangling an English sentence that I should be able to say properly and don't.
Those are so hard to come by. I don't know if we'd be able to find one.
Yeah, right?
So sometime between now and 4, if you hear that, be caller 13. You get into Daughtry if you can do it this Sunday with him.
A Fresno family's dream of owning a home. Play the first clip.
Okay.
We have everything ready for it. You know, we have each of our kids have their own room. You know, like you mentioned, it's remodeled the inside. You know, has swimming pool in the back. It's everything we dreamed of.
Right. So they show up with a U-Haul.
Right.
And they see another U-Haul.
Oh, no.
And another family.
What?
That just moved in.
Oh, no. What?
That dream became a nightmare for first-time homeowner Elmer Morfin and his family when they arrived to their new house and found a U-Haul already there, along with the family already living in the home.
What? Come on. How did that happen?
There's a family already living in the house that just unpacked all of their stuff.
This bedroom's too small. This bedroom's just right. Get out.
Two different families, the same, I think, week and a half.
Oh, man.
One of them renting, one of them buying.
Okay.
So the ones that renting is inside the house, and the ones that bought...
Right.
...were expecting to move in with all of their stuff and couldn't because there was someone else in the
house.
Who
rented it to them? Is that on here, too?
It's not.
Oh.
Only an update on the communication that goes back and forth. But also, how do news anchors talk like this?
Morfin spoke to a woman inside the house and explained to her he and his wife purchased the property on August 20th.
Can't you talk normal?
No, I am not able to do that.
She told him she rented the home and had just moved in September 1st.
She was just in disbelief. You know, she thought I was lying. She got really defensive.
Morfin showed the woman paperwork proof and called the police in hopes of straightening out the misunderstanding. Action News visited the Central Fresno home. A woman who is going by the name of Jasmine agreed to speak to us through the door.
Jasmine's going to speak to us through the door. She's
I'm
going by...
I'm making cookies in my new home. Go away.
I just moved in.
She said she rented the home from a friend of a friend and put down a $3,000 deposit.
All right, hold on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
She rented it from a friend of a friend.
Yeah. You know what? This
oddly
happened to my my sister's house.
No, they
didn't. Yeah, it did. They walked out. They walked away from it. They couldn't afford it. My sister.
Yeah.
Anymore. They just like, you know, took off.
Right.
And then they went back like a month or so later to see if the bank had repoed it or whatever. And someone was living in there. Someone had moved into the house. Nope.
Oh.
This guy had been duped into believing that he bought the house from a completely outside party.
Oh my God.
Someone saw that their house was empty.
And sold it.
And sold it to this guy at an amazing price.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And they just like, I don't know if he ever got his money back.
It's awful.
But I mean,
also,
if you're getting a great deal,
yeah, maybe
you're probably getting, or a friend of a friend you're renting from some random house.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Kiss. Tonight, we gave away so many tickets to that show tonight.
Correct.
Damn, that's going to be insane.
And we thought we would check in with the great Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
Hello, Gene.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, handsome and powerful men.
It's good to hear from you.
Yeah.
Good to hear from you because you had COVID the last we heard.
Of course it's good to hear from me. I'm Gene Simmons of KISS.
Right.
Are you up for the show tonight? What a dumb question. I'm sorry, Gene. That's a ridiculous question. Of course you are.
I'm up all the time, every time. When it comes to playing rock and roll music, when it comes to the bedroom, I'm always up.
Right. Good to know.
Okay. So the COVID wasn't bad for you.
No, no. In fact, I would have continued playing if it wasn't for stupid Paul Stanley being a bitch. You know, the only reason he even got it is because, you know, we double-teamed this young lady in Paris, and we made her airtight, and I must have transferred some type of amazing, powerful fluid that his body couldn't have handled. And next thing you know, Paul Stanley calls me up, and he's like, "Are you ready to rock? Because I'm not ready to rock. I've got COVID." And I said, "Paul Stanley, quit being such a bitch. Just inject something into your measly little saggy hairy body and we'll go out and we'll play a show." But no.
Is there any chance we could call him right now too and maybe put him on the phone with
so
you?
Is he feeling better? Is he feeling better now?
No, he's a mess.
He's not. Okay, he's a mess.
He looks horrible. His plastic surgery is terrible. He's not all natural like me.
No. Referencing the COVID itself.
Yeah, just does he feel okay?
His illness, yeah.
That's all.
No, I'm sure he's fine. I don't know. I haven't really checked.
Okay.
Truth be told, if he dies tomorrow, I'll just get a new lead singer. I'll probably be happier.
Wow. That's kind of rough.
Yes, it is.
Let's talk about you calling the Foo Fighters a grandpa band. That was odd.
Old, weak grandpas who don't understand rock and roll. And that's one of the main reasons why rock is dead right now is because of bands like the Foo Fighters. Look, Dave Grohl, Taylor, they're nice enough guys.
But right.
I would like to have them over for dinner. If they were single, they could date my daughter. But not good rock stars. They don't understand how to do the business. Let me give you an example.
I feel like they do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, he actually broke his leg on stage and continued with the show. That seems pretty punk rock to me.
Oh, does it? Was there any merchandise going on? Was there any pyro? Was anybody wearing makeup? Was there any costumes?
I mean, I think...
Answer is no.
I think all different
all
bands do it their own way. So you guys do
I
it
I understand,
your...
okay. But only KISS does it the right way.
Oh,
I understand that. I was talking to Dave backstage, and like I said, I don't mean anything disparaging towards him as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great guy. I'm sure you both have met him and know him. He's the nicest man in the world.
He is, agreed.
But a bitch. A giant one.
He's so not a bitch.
Let me give you an example.
Okay.
Let me give you an example.
All
we
right.
were playing a festival show in Belgium in 2014. We were playing. Both the Foo Fighters and KISS were on the bill.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, of course, the Foo Fighters and KISS were provided the lap of luxury because we were headliners and we were both staying on the same floor in these beautiful suites at this luxury hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So sure enough, I knock on the Foo Fighters' door and their suite there. And I see, you know, Taylor there practicing his drums and Chris Shiflett and Nate were playing video games. And I walk up to Dave, he's drinking a beer, and I say, I have brought 14 women here from the Ukraine, and they're ready to service us sexually. And Dave Grohl says to me, "Oh, Gene, I'm married."
Right.
And I said, that's funny. That's a funny joke. What are you, an accountant? Are you a high school soccer coach? I said, you're a rock star. He's like, no, but I don't have sex with anybody but my wife. And I mean, can you believe that? What a gigantic pussy.
I mean, I think you're the odd man out here in that you were
married.
Well,
at least in 2021.
Yes, agreed.
Maybe back.
I roofied him.
Okay.
Because of what he said. And then you wouldn't believe it. Right before he passed away, Tom Petty and I, we teabagged him. And then we wrote. You understand?
Yes.
Him.
So far we have
it. Took pictures of it. Then I forced, by physical force, I took Pat Schmier by the neck, and I forced him to write with Sharpie all over Dave's face. He said, I'm a big bitch. And then we drew arrows to his penis, and it says, only for my wife, with a little sad face.
Wow, now that's pretty rock and roll.
I mean,
damn,
it seems admirable, no?
In what sense?
Well, I'm just saying he's...
The fidelity?
Yeah.
He's
committed.
Well,
my question to you is, why be a soldier if you're not going to go to war? And why be a rock star if you're not going to slang poontang all over the globe?
Right.
There's just no point.
I think that makes no sense to me. I think
that's
a fair point.
I mean, that is a fair point.
Damn it, Dave. Well, have a great show tonight, Gene.
Oh, don't believe me, I will. And I don't really care if I do or not. One thing's for sure, I'll make a whole lot of money. And there's one thing left. There's one thing left I have to say to you.
Yes.
That's a Yiddish blessing for both of you men. I hope you make lots of money and have plenty of women.
Okay, thank you.
Just never forget. Poontang is the tonic of life.
Okay. Thank you, Gene.
Well, we have to thank Gene Simmons once again for calling us here at KLOS. Can't wait for the return of KISS after a few shows had to be postponed because of COVID. But it is tonight. And if you're going, KLOS salutes you. I guess.
KLOS, hello, who's this?
I'm
sorry, what?
Susie. Yes, yes.
Wow, we can barely hear your phone, but you are caller 13.
Oh, that's awesome. No way.
Yes.
You want to hang out with Daughtry, have a little pizza, listen to the listening party? Cool. Sunday, the Viper Room. Can you make it?
I believe I can.
Yeah, I mean, I can. Should we check?
Should we go into the future and see if you're there?
I mean...
Yeah, the Viper Room. I'm asking my significant other here.
Oh, okay.
No, go to hell.
Need to be vaccinated? That's the only question. I am, but he's not.
Oh, I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know.
Maybe look at... figure it out.
Yeah. If he's not allowed in, just let him wander Sunset Boulevard the rest of the afternoon.
You go in and enjoy and just let him walk. Let him walk the streets.
All right, Susie, well, congratulations, and give Daughtry our best, will you?
All right, thank you so much.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Jimmy Kimmel is back from his vacation and took over again on Tuesday night. He has had guest hosts for like a couple of months. And Tiffany Haddish was his guest on Tuesday. And she told a story that I did not know about being a phone sex operator. She did for a full month.
A month.
Yes.
She was able to do it for a month.
So
I couldn't even do it for a few minutes.
Yeah, you're lame. Like,
no, I know.
I'm so disappointed
in
you.
I wish I could remember the script that they handed me, but it was just so, I was just like, oh,
of course.
My God.
Of course you can't do it. You just stick around for one day just for the kick up. So you have a story.
Yeah.
Come on, man. And then we're going to be looking for you if you were a phone sex operator.
Oh, yes, please.
Or were.
Yes, please.
Or if you called or used to call.
976 numbers a lot.
Phone sex.
Yeah, how much money did you rack up? How much did you throw away on that?
This is Tiffany Haddish from Tuesday's Kimmel.
I called myself Patricia. Uh-huh. And I would say, when they would call in, and I'd be like, hi, caller, what's your name? And they'd be like, my name is Ted. What's your name? And I'm like, my name's Patricia. I'm 5'6". I'm Hawaiian and black. I have hair all the way down to my ass, and I wear 36 double D. And I'm a cheerleader at USC. And sometimes when I cheer, my boobs hit me in the chin. What do you do, caller?
And they would tell you what they do?
And they tell me what they do.
And then you get into weird stuff?
And then we get into a conversation, and sometimes it'd be some weird, weird, wild thing. And men are nasty. Y'all nasty.
She pointed at Jimmy.
But what I learned in doing that is that a lot of men, and there's women too that call in. They
really?
Need somebody. Yeah, women call in too.
I'm shocked
by that. And
they
need somebody to talk to. They
wow.
just really be lonely. They're like, you know, be trying to get all sexy and stuff. And he'd be like, so what did you do all day today? And they're like, well, first I had to go to work. And when I was at work, my boss said this. And then next thing you know, he ain't even touching himself no more. At least I don't think he is. He started talking about his mom and then what his sister did.
For real. And then would you try to bring it back to sex?
No, you don't take it back to the sex. You want to keep him on the phone as long as possible.
Right, right, right.
That's racking up the money, right?
Right.
So you want to talk about his problems. You want to talk about everything. And then by like 15 minutes later, you're like, oh, shoot, I forgot I was supposed to touch my penis.
You know, so, it's nice that she was so nice and normal. I mean, the one probably in 1988 or so, I actually, and it was the last time I met anybody from the radio, like called the radio station.
Right.
Because she was, I went over, we were sitting there in the front room. Yeah.
Wow, that's
yeah.
quite a lesson
she was
you learned.
Very early, yeah. And we were sitting there having a nice time. All of a sudden, she answered the phone. She starts,
come on, baby, let's do it right now. I mean, just the craziest
Wait, hold on.
Stuff you've ever heard.
Where were you?
At her apartment.
At her apartment?
Yeah, on her couch watching
TV. So she
TV.
Was technically working.
And I had no idea. Yeah, like
That's
she just
awesome.
Answered the phone and started going off, and I'm like, what the hell? And I'm like, oh, 976. That was fine. That was cool.
Uh-huh.
But she lost her mind, man. She started calling my house,
oh,
my roommates,
no.
and
oh,
she went
no.
completely bananas. I mean, if I had had a rabbit, I would have found it on the stove.
Oh, no.
I'm positive.
That seems bad.
So that was the end of that.
That's a good end
at least,
to that.
Yeah.
All right. So if you were a phone sex operator, or you used to call for phone sex, or you do... Give us a call now, 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
Gene Simmons' favorite act, Foo Fighters.
He does love them.
Loves them.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We started this hour talking about Tiffany Haddish, who was on Jimmy Kimmel Live and said that she was a phone sex operator.
Back in the day. That's crazy. That is a weird job.
Yes, it is. So we're taking calls from people who did that weird job. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I would like to work at KLOS. I guess I made my b**ch in your mouth.
Hey, you called Mercy today. For shame. She's not used to that sort of talk, sir. She was shocked.
You're funny. Thank you
Thanks
for calling.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Did I win?
No, we're not doing a contest right now.
Did you ever call a 976 number and ask them that? Hello, baby.
Yeah, did I win?
No.
No, go to hell.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
I got a job when I was 18 working for a phone sex thing.
Really?
Did you?
Yeah? What did you have to do? What did they give you? Did they give you a script to read?
They did, but what was weird was... I assumed it was going to be, this is how naive I was, I assumed it was going to be girls calling in to talk to guys.
Yeah, that's why I didn't do it, dude.
That's so funny.
Yes, that's why I didn't do it. They had me to the script. I'm like, I can't say these things.
Come on.
I just can't.
You're such a baby.
How did you do it?
How long did you do it?
Yeah.
I did it for about 2 hours because then when they said it was guys calling in to talk to guys, I thought it was going to be like really like flamboyant guys like talking all... No, it's guys like really rough men asking you what you look like, and like I mean, really, really like brutal. Like you feel violated.
You didn't even finish one shift.
Dude was 18, no, man. Get off him. Yeah, 2 hours. No. You lasted longer than I did, dude. Well done.
No, I left crying. It was horrible.
Wow.
It was horrible.
Wow. You know, some of the guys that call that 976 number are probably very happy to hear that, actually.
You left crying.
Yeah,
so
know.
Sad.
Right on. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS or 976-KLOS.
Nope, that's not one.
Used to work a 976 number. That song was brand new when I first started working in radio. Mm-hmm. One of the first songs I ever played on the air. And then 2 years later, I tried to get a job as a phone sex operator because radio was working so well. It was so much fun.
But you didn't.
But I didn't.
Very disappointing.
I know.
Tiffany Haddish was on Jimmy Kimmel Live. She said she did phone sex for about a month.
Wow.
So we're asking people to call who did phone sex as well. You did?
Yeah, back in the 90s.
Wow. What was that like?
You know, kind of a little crazy, but you know, you got to do what you got to do while you're waiting to go through college, right?
Fact.
Was it good money?
Yeah, it definitely could be. I got up to the point where I was over $300 a week. But there were definitely other coworkers that were in the $25 to $30 an hour range. Remember, this is the 90s.
Right.
So
yeah.
It wasn't too bad. It was a very very sexually charged atmosphere.
Well, of course.
I would think, yeah. Did you ever, like, hook up with anybody to ask you a private question with anyone that worked there? Because y'all were so, like, woo, man. Oh, sweaty,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you know, the company would not encourage drug use.
Right.
But, you know.
But they would leave free samples in the kitchen.
Just a...
No, not like that.
A jar of ecstasy?
Yes, please.
I'm bisexual, so I basically I was open for whatever, you know. So, yeah, there were times when I had to... finish in the parking lot so I can go back to work.
Oh my god, that's wow. Right on, man.
I need to take a real break.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
Thanks for calling, man. Thank you. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. You were a phone sex operator?
Of a sort. So I moved out to Vegas when I was 18 and I applied to a Craigslist ad for a job where I had a office building full of people where I operated on a computer pretending to be a hooker in different states. I would actually entice people to sign up and prove that they weren't a cop by going on to a pay site, you know, like a pornography site.
Right.
And they would pay me for every person $35.
What a weird gig.
Yeah, that's funky.
Did you know enough about computers to sell that?
I had a pretty good idea of how to just take people. I would just create fake profiles.
Were you making some pretty good cash for a while?
It was until I think the place got raided.
So right. You know, that's always weird when you work at a place that might get raided.
Yeah.
When do you suppose KLOS is going to get rated?
Probably soon. You are a phone sex operator. Call now 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS. Talking about phone sex operators. You were one?
Hey, I have a crazy one. One of my ex-girlfriends, she used to be a phone sex operator, and she would get a regular customer call in, and he would have her, like, kill her over the phone. She would have to pretend to get strangled. And
Wow!
It's insane.
Wow.
Yeah, and so she would be like, oh, I'm dying, you're choking. And he would call in, like, every week. It was crazy. He'd ever, like, pretend to get stabbed, pretend to get choked out.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And I wanted to share that with you guys because I've never heard that before.
Yeah, that's disturbing.
Listen, we can tell you now it was Sluggo.
Yeah, I got to go make a phone call right now. What's your girlfriend's number now? Awesome. Thanks for calling, man. Hello, KLOS.
You work for a 976 number?
The interview process was really crazy, talking to this woman that was like probably in her 60s. And, you know, she was like asking me if I could stomach talking about, you know, scat and all that. I mean, it was the fact that the lady that was the best at it, I mean, hands down, she was the best at it. She was a grandmother in her late 60s, and
yes,
she would sit there knitting. But she would just sit there, grandma, knitting away. People had no idea who they were talking
That's
to.
That's pretty great.
Thank you so much. That's awesome. Thanks for calling. So just remember that. However much money you spent on those 976 mm-hmm. numbers, you were talking to a knitting grandmother.
Hey, Nana. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
It's insanely hot, but football season is starting nevertheless.
Finally, football is back.
Can you imagine? Very excited. Being out there and geared up and on the heat? Damn,
yep.
That's insane.
That is insane.
So to really get it rolling, Saturdays and Sundays, our pal JD is going to be here on KLOS Live doing the live scoreboard, the KLOS scoreboard. And he's on the phone now. Hey, JD.
Hello there.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing terrific. How about you?
Good. Say hi to my pal, Kevin.
Hey, JD.
Kevin, what's up, dude?
What's up? Talking football.
Excited, yeah. The football season is starting in moments, and yeah, pretty pumped up.
Can we ask you a few big overall questions about the season this year?
Sure, absolutely. Go
okay,
for it.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl? I know it's difficult, but
yeah.
Like top three.
The easy answer is Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's the easy answer for a repeat.
Okay.
Who would you throw your money on?
If you want to put money on, you know, got to get some odds on something.
Right.
And it's right here in town. It's Matt Stafford, Rams offense with that defense. How can you not like those guys to give anybody a run for their money? That defense is murder.
I mean, that does make sense that if you take the team that's supposed to win the Super Bowl, you don't get any odds, so you have to go down the line a little bit, and the Rams might be able to do that. Would you say they're the biggest surprise?
No, you could see it coming because they didn't have the right guy to run the Sean McVay. He's got this brilliant mind and a quarterback that can't pull off what he wants. So they went and they rescue Matt Stafford, you know, who's been toiling in Detroit all this time, and they never do anything to try and win. So this guy's pumped up. He's ready to throw for 40 touchdowns.
All right.
You know, it's bad what's happened to their running game, but you know what? They weren't going to run the football that much anyway.
So what do you we had talked on Texas about something kind of controversial going on right now. What were you telling me about?
Not controversial, just more of the long shot stuff. You know, when you build one of these new NFL palaces, they give you a Super Bowl. Well, the Rams and Chargers have that brand new SoFi Stadium, and their Super Bowl is this February 3rd, this month away. The Chargers have a great team. They had a record-setting rookie quarterback last year. How about a Charger upset in the AFC and the Chargers and the Rams in the Super Bowl at SoFi?
Okay, that's just crazy talk. That the two teams that's their home stadium will play in the Super Bowl.
I said long shot.
All right.
Long shot. All right. That would be brilliant.
I like it.
And odd. James, so you're going to be here, JD, tomorrow at noon, Saturdays and Sundays now for your scoreboard, right? Here live on KLOS starting at noon on Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah, we're going to move the show up to noon, which is great. And especially on Sunday, I get to see my buddy Chris Carter and Dave and them on the Sunday. That's terrific. And yeah, going to keep you updated fully on Sunday with reports on what's happening in the NFL.
Rocking good news, man.
Fantastic.
JD, I love talking to you, man. You rule. Everybody listen Sunday, Saturday and Sunday to my friend JD on this little KLOS deal.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. So it's football season.
Yeah.
You're excited about that.
As of today.
You never did a football pool?
I never had any idea, but I would fill it out, and I won a little bit here and there at the other station.
But you didn't pay attention.
Not really, no.
My favorite thing is that those of us that thought we knew were wrong.
And the people who had no idea, I did actually win a little bit, so maybe
they would win.
Yeah.
They would win that. Even the easiest of pools, which is pick one team.
Right.
That has to win this weekend.
Right.
That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
Everyone would lose except for somebody who doesn't know anything about football.
And you guys would go through all the reasons why this or that team would win, but it wasn't Joe comes out.
Well, we were idiots.
Hell, just throw it on this. What the hell?
I like the uniforms. So what I thought we should do is talk to people who don't know anything about football.
Right.
And get their picks.
You mean other than me?
Right. And Sluggo doesn't know anything about football either, but... Yeah, and get their picks to, like, who's going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because...
Because we want to put money on that, because maybe we'll win, because...
Because you...
That happens.
You people win
all
the time. It's super frustrating. Every year I go in going, yeah, I got this.
Right.
And I'm out in week three. It sucks.
Damn it.
All right, so 818-955-KLOS, if you don't know anything about football.
Yep.
And would like to make a prediction.
Yeah. That we can put money on.
Call us now. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I don't know if you saw, we're going to take a look at the fight that former President Trump, is doing the blow-by-blow.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the weirdest stories ever. On 9/11, on Saturday. He's going to be...
Happens to be 9/11.
Sitting down in New York, possibly.
No, in Florida.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But calling a fight.
Yeah.
That's what he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to join the world of broadcast.
Yes.
He always thought really fast on his feet, so that should be interesting.
We will get to that.
Yeah.
But right now, we're talking about who's going to win the Super Bowl. And I was complaining that I think I know a lot about football, and I never win the pool, ever. It's always somebody who doesn't know anything about football that wins.
Yeah, so we're thinking maybe we should bet on those people who don't know anything about football, because they're, you know, pretty lucky, it would seem.
It would seem.
Yeah.
So we're going to put money on these calls.
Right.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You know nothing about football?
Nope.
Excellent. Do you have a pick on who's going to win the Super Bowl?
The Rams. I'm hoping for the Rams.
The Rams. There you go. Okay.
All right.
Because they're local. I get it. Nicely done. Thank you.
Are you going to put any money on it if it comes around at your work or something?
No, you and I are putting money on it.
Okay, right. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
I'll put some money down.
Okay.
Oh, good. Well, I'll put some money down.
Hold on. We'll charge you $19.99.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, hi. This is Ryan.
All right. Ryan, you know nothing about football?
I know absolutely nothing about football.
Okay. Any thoughts on who's going to win the Super Bowl?
I always hear Tom Brady is a good pick. Some of my coworkers are saying the Cowboys are a good team this year. So one of those teams.
I hate the Cowboys. What if you're right?
Oh, no, really?
Slugo and I need to put money on each of these picks.
Yeah. All right. So the Rams, yeah, the Cowboys, and anything that Tom Brady's doing.
And the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
All right.
Or like if he's remodeling his house, I'll put down money that he's going
to
do well.
Thanks for calling. Yeah. But if we lose, we're going to want you to pay us back.
Yeah. Thank you. Right on. Thank Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, I wanted to go on the football quiz.
Yes. Yeah. You don't know anything about football.
Absolutely. I don't even know what teams there are.
Okay.
So we have so far been instructed maybe we should put it on the Rams, the Cowboys, or the Buccaneers.
Right.
Which one would you say of those three?
Let's go with Buccaneers. I like Pirates.
He likes Pirates.
give us your best R.
R.
That's the best reason ever. Middle,
yeah. Thanks, dude. All right, so I guess Buccaneers.
All right.
So far, hi, KLOS, who's this?
Hi, Tony.
Tony, are
Glendale.
You clueless about football?
Yes, I know a little bit.
Okay, perfect.
I'm going with the Cleveland Browns this
Cleveland
year.
Cleveland Browns? That's a bold pick. Why are you choosing them if you know very little?
Well, I looked at the pre-games. You know, they won three in a row. They got that Mayfield quarterback. He's looking good. Real good, especially in those tight shorts. But anyway.
We're going back to our 976 calls now.
I love your guys' show. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much.
Thank you for calling.
We're not putting money on the Browns. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Well said, sir.
So Donald Trump is going to be calling a boxing match this weekend.
That is so weird.
Saturday night, there's a fight between 90-year-old Evander Holyfield and 90-year-old Vitor Belfort.
Right, knock your dentures out. Yes. Not that I would ever say that to them.
Of course not.
No.
But they're going to be fighting, and the former president is going to be doing play-by-play?
What?
Let's talk to him and find out.
Talk to him? Do you have him on the Heineken line? What is it?
Heineken 00 hotline?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, hello?
Hello, Sean. Hello, Tucker. How are you?
No, it's not.
Always great to talk to you guys. Appreciate the support. Mm-hmm. Always right there for me, and I appreciate it so much.
So you're going to do play-by-play, or what are you going to do for Evander Holyfield, Vitor Belfort?
I'm going to be the best boxing commentary that anyone's ever heard. My son and I, who's the one with the beard?
Don Jr.?
Junior,
yeah.
Donald Jr. and I.
He has your name.
The best commentary. I don't pay attention. I have a lot of things in my mind. Very busy, unbelievably busy.
Right.
But I carved out some time to do the best talking commentary anybody's ever heard. A lot of people are saying nobody has the knowledge for boxing like I have.
I haven't heard anyone say that.
Yeah, I don't remember hearing that necessarily, that one.
Donald Jr. said it just the other day. He said, we were at Thanksgiving, and my father just kept talking about weight classes and boxing. Unbelievable knowledge. Nobody has the same kind of knowledge. So I will be giving that knowledge to all the people who are watching the football basketball thing.
It's a boxing
happening.
Match.
Boxing match.
Yes,
happening.
Boxing. Yeah.
So you're going to do the main calling and Junior's going to do the color? Is that the idea? I hesitate
to ask. We'll probably both do the main thing. We'll stay away from color. Not so much in the color.
No, that's at all what we were talking about.
We're mostly just talking about the boxing.
You're right.
We don't want to talk about the color so much.
Color commentary is what you say the other guy that doesn't
do the play-by-play.
Well, he knows that.
Clearly he knows that.
Of course he knows that. Sorry.
Yeah, absolutely.
My bad. You're also bragging about how much money you're making and that you have a G5 jet to take you from your home's like a mile away from where they fight.
It's ridiculous amount of money. No one has ever been paid so much money to talk about sports before.
Right.
They're having a hard time counting it. They're just putting it. They're paying me by weight. They're getting all the money, and they're weighing the money until I get like 1,000 pounds of money, and then it's going to be the most unbelievable night. I cannot wait. Holyfield and Belfort.
No, they're good.
I believe those are the names.
It is the name.
Two men.
Wow.
Be fighting.
Have you ever Have you ever done that before? Have you ever called a boxing match? Or
I do it all the time.
Well, at home.
No one has a history of calling boxing like I do.
You've never done it.
Yeah.
Well, once. You've never done it.
I mean,
it
outside
once.
The home, maybe.
I've done it many times, many, many times.
Okay.
And all the boxers say when I'm calling a match is usually the best match because they can hear me talking.
Sir.
They hear me talking while they're boxing, and it makes them better boxers.
Can I ask you one question? It does seem that you're always the best at everything. Is there anything on earth that you're not good at?
I keep trying to find out what that is. I tell you. And that's the only thing I'm not good at, is figuring out what I'm not good at.
Well, that's an admission. That's nice.
Do you feel like a former president should be calling a boxing match on September 11th?
Good point.
What better way to commemorate the worst day in American history than by getting a lot of money and getting on a jet and watching two people punch each other?
Okay.
It's the American dream coming true,
okay.
And I'm just happy to be a part of it. And I'm hoping someone will bite an ear. I loved that the last time that happened.
It's been a while.
And no matter who they say wins the fight,
right,
I will tell you who really won the fight. Because sometimes
I see.
Sometimes people vote, okay?
Right.
They vote, and then
they do have judges at a boxing
that
match.
That vote is stolen, okay? Sometimes those judges will vote,
okay?
And then they'll change the vote. That's
all
what
right.
happens. They change the vote,
okay?
And you have to get an audit. They'll have to audit the votes, and then I will tell you who won, because sometimes they steal. They steal the votes.
Okay. Well, we're really looking forward to it.
It's going
to
be a very interesting moment in American history.
So I'll tell you who won. Just ask me. I'll tell you who won,
okay? Okay.
Because I know who won and who lost.
Okay.
I think we all know who won, and I think we all know who lost.
Are we still talking about boxing?
Absolutely. What else would I be talking about?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is time for What We Learned Today.
What would that be,
on
pray
the
tell?
Kevin and Sluggo show. If you buy a house in Fresno, make sure you're the only person who bought it.
That's crazy. You roll up on your brand new house you've had built and someone's already moved
and
in.
And somebody moved in a couple of days before you.
Damn it!
That seems bad.
That seems like my life.
We talked to a bunch of phone sex operators, most of whom were men and hoping to talk to women. And
we're
disappointed by that.
Yeah, I was really surprised. I mean, not only do we not get any of the female 976 operators, but it was all the guys.
Yeah.
And wow, those are some dark stories.
Sluggo was almost a phone sex operator.
I damn near did.
That's the most important thing.
I chickened out.
And we're putting money on the Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys and the Rams for the Super Bowl because we talk to people who don't know anything about football. They're the ones that always win.
Yep.
So that's what we're going with.
Oh, and Donald Trump is going to be the best boxing
I heard that.
Ever. No one has ever been as amazing at announcing a boxing game.
Boxing game. Yeah, that is Saturday
I should
night,
do
yes.
it. I'd probably be as good.
You should do it.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty.
Enjoy. Peace out. See you
And now, a moment with Kevin.
At this factory, and they look up, and there's a huge, what do you call it when the snow is piling up and coming down the mountain?
Avalanche?
Thank you.
Oh my God, I think
Whoa!
That's a moment with.
Woo!
Ding, ding, ding.
This has been a moment with Kevin.
Chris Novoselic of Nirvana was whacked on the head with his own bass on this day in rock in 1992. While playing MTV's Video Music Awards, they played Lithium. At the very end, he threw his guitar way in the air and failed to catch it. Wonk! Hit him on the head. It was on this day in rock in 2003 when, after 20 years, Simon and Garfunkel announced plans to reunite to tour for the very first time in two decades. They were charging more than any other tour that year for a ticket, $136.90, and they donated $1 million of the proceeds to the Children's Health Fund at the end of the tour. It's hard to believe it was already 7 years ago today on this day in rock in 2014 when U2 upset so many people. 500 million iTunes users got the latest album from them, Songs of Innocence, free of charge and free of permission in their personal libraries.